For teens and adolescents, so much of their social life actually happens through social media. But a recent study published by the Canadian Journal of Psychiatry has found that the use of social media and screen time can actually lead to an increase in depression and anxiety. Patricia Conrad is one of the authors behind the study. She's also a professor of psychiatry at the University of Montreal. And Patricia, your study observed more than 3,000 7th to 10th graders, and you found the more youth spent time in front of digital screens, the more severe these symptoms of anxiety and depression were. Tell us more.
That's correct. So we evaluated not only how much time they're spending in front of televisions or on social media, but how much time they're playing video games or just interacting with computers generally. And not all forms of screen time had the same relationship to depression and anxiety symptoms. So there's some indication that what they are viewing through these different forms of media and screen time are potentially impacting on their mental health. In terms of the relationship between screen time and depression, what we found was that social media was very robustly related to increases in depressive symptoms, as was television. And there was no relationship between video gaming and depressive symptoms. And using the data set that we had, we were able to investigate some mechanisms to potentially explain this relationship. And what we found was that the more a young person was exposed to or interacted with television and social media, the greater reductions in their self-esteem.
Can you explain how these symptoms might exhibit themselves in teens and adolescents, this depression and anxiety?
It really had something to do with the content that they were being exposed to on social media and television. And the way in which we explained it is that those two forms of screen time are a little unique in the sense that young people are exposed to idealized images of other young people, so idealized lives and often much more exciting lives than what standard, you know, everyday life is like. And then social media is particularly unique in that you're being exposed to images that come from your own peer network. So in some way, you're being exposed to a slightly biased perspective on what young people's lives are like, and you compare yourself to that.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about this for almost a few years now about how scrolling through social media and seeing these ideal lives impact all of us, but really with the focus on adults. Can you tell me why it's important, really, when we're talking about young people and their developing brains, understanding the impacts of social media use, maybe as they move on into adulthood?
Yeah, so as adults, we all have the advantage of having experienced an adolescence without the influence of social media. We are all exposed to television, but not social media necessarily. And so we're potentially, had this period of development where we had a more balanced perspective on what everyday life is like. Adolescents today spend a lot more of their time interacting with others through social media, and therefore are exposed to a reality that is biased. And so, you know, one concern I have, and it's something that has to be investigated further, but is, you know, to what extent being exposed to this very biased perspective on the real life of your own peers and adolescents of your age influences how you're able to value social information and be critical, for example, of information that is biased or that isn't. Another concern that we have, and that is something we're investigating a little further, is multi-screening. So when you're exposed to more than one screen at a time, you become less critical of the information you're being exposed to. So because your attention is divided. Mm-hmm. And so that might be another mechanism by which social media use and screen time are promoting very unrealistic and biased attitudes and views about the world. So, I mean, I guess the other thing that is of concern is that the adolescent period is not only a period when the brain is developing, but it's where you're also shaping your view of the world. And if you're spending a lot of your time being exposed to biased information, there's a risk that you're going to develop a somewhat biased perspective of the world. And that's concerning to me.
And it's an alert for all parents out there who, of course, most of us care about the development of our children. So thank you so much for your study and your research.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Patricia Conrad is a professor of psychiatry at the University of Montreal. She's also one of the authors behind a study published by the Canadian Journal of Psychiatry that links the use of social media and screen time to depression and anxiety, often in teens and adolescents. Professor Conrad, thank you so much for your work.
Thank you.